Here's some questions we're going to answer tonight. Where did Jesus go for 3 days and three nights when he died on the cross? Where'd he go? Where do you go when you pass away? Your loved ones, where'd they go? Because this is what we've heard. When somebody, a loved one passes away, the preacher gets up there and says, well, they're in heaven. But we're sitting there looking at them in the casket. So are they in heaven or in the casket? So we're going to answer that tonight, okay? So hopefully that will be of help to you. Now, on the screen, that verse says in Job says this, but man dieth and wasteth away, yea, man giveth up the ghost, and where is he? Where does man go when he dies? Now, everybody in this room, hopefully you know, if you've been, matter of fact, wasn't too long ago, I preached a sermon on this, and it's found in 1 Thessalonians 5:23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus. So everybody in here has a spirit, has a soul, has a body. You're one person, but you have three parts to you. And this is where it all started. Genesis 2:7. The Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground, breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Man became a living soul. That's body. Formed man, the dust of the ground, that's a body. Breathed his nostrils, the breath of life, that's spirit. Man became a living soul. That's all three right there in one verse. That's why you were created. That's the way Adam was created, body, soul, and spirit. A lot of people say, well, how can you be three and still be one? Can't explain it, but you are. You got a body and a soul and a spirit. Your body, the way you get into the body is through those five senses. Ears, nose, mouth. Your feel, sight, all of that. And there you are. There's man. Now, when I say man, that's everybody. That's mankind. Ladies, that doesn't leave you out. That's mankind. So there you are. You're a body, you're a soul, and you're a spirit. Think about it this way. A football. A football has a skin outside, and on the inside is an inner tube. That inner tube is like the soul. It takes the shape of the body. And then you stick an air hose to it and fill it with air. That's spirit. That makes sense? So you've got a skin. You have a inner tube. There's your body, soul. You breathe air to it. That's spirit. Everybody in here is that way. The reason I brought that up is because it's very important. Now, if you want to take your Bible and look, I'm going to Luke 16. I'm going to Luke 16 first. Here's where we're going to go first. And I'm going to talk to you, where does the dead go? All right, well, it all depends. It all depends on a couple of different things. It all depends on if you are in the Old Testament, which none of us are, but there are people that died in the Old Testament. And then here's the New Testament. So what's the difference in Old Testament, New Testament? The cross. Hebrews 10 says the death of the testator is the death starts a New Testament. So everything before the cross. Now, you're looking in Luke 16, right? Luke 16, you're thinking, well, that's the New Testament. Well, yes, but Jesus hadn't died yet. So in Luke 16, Jesus don't die till what? Luke 23, 24. I think it's 23. So in Luke 16, we're before the cross. We're on this side of the cross. Okay? So, let's read. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus which laid at the gate full of sores and desiring to be fed from the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died, okay? So the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. Now, watch where this rich man winds up. You've got two people that died. One's a beggar named Lazarus. The other is a rich man that we don't know his name. We know that the beggar died and the angels carried him to a place called Abraham's bosom. And then the rich man also died and was buried. And then verse 23 says, and in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments and seeing Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Okay. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember thou in thy lifetime receivest thou good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted and thou art tormented. Besides all this, watch, between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from thence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Now, you got two people in the Old Testament. Luke 16 is in the Old Testament. All right, you've got the rich man. There he is. Y'all see him? I'm telling you. My drawing skills are getting just better and better all the time. No amens, please. So now, you got the rich man, and you got Lazarus. He died in faith. He didn't. The Bible says the beggar died. That's Lazarus. That beggar died, and the Bible says the angels carried him to where? Abraham's bosom. So here we go. Abraham, now you say, now Brother Jeremy, you mean he didn't go to heaven? Mm-mm. He didn't go to heaven. Nobody, now listen, you're not going to get this kind of teaching in a lot of places, all right? Has nothing to do with me, has something to do with the Bible. Nobody in the Old Testament, when they died, went to heaven. I'll prove it. Just hang on. Maybe you never heard that before, but I'll show you. Nobody in the Old Testament, saved, lost, make no difference. Nobody in the Old Testament died and went to heaven. They had to go to Abraham's bosom. I'll explain it later. Lazarus woke up, Abraham's bosom. Angels carried him there. The Bible says also the rich man died. And in where? Anybody remember? And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment. And the Bible says he lifted up his eyes and saw Lazarus in Abraham's bosom. Ain't that what it said? See if I can find the verse. Oh, let's see, verse 23, and he lifted up his eye, or in hell, lifted up his eyes, being in torment, seeing Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Y'all see that? So wherever they were seeing one another. Now, here's a point I want to make. When this rich man died, they took his body and they put him in a graveyard. Okay? Y'all see? There's his feet sticking up. So you were wondering a while ago, you said, well, why'd you do that whole body, soul, and spirit thing? Well, you take somebody, when they die, we take them where? Graveyard. But the Bible says in hell, he lifted up his eyes, so his soul and spirit went here. Body went to the ground, graveyard, soul and spirit went here. All right, Lazarus, here we go. When he died, they did him the same way. He went to the same graveyard. They buried him in the dirt. There he is. But the Bible says angels carried him off to Abraham's bosom. So in the Old Testament, things are just a little different. Old Testament, you die in faith, knowing, having faith, God, you go to Abraham's bosom. Now, you say, why all of this? Well, you say, Brother Jeremy, where is hell? Where was Abraham's bosom? Abraham's bosom is no more, but I'll explain that in a minute. Where is hell? Well, if you've ever been to science class, it isn't amazing that in science class we learned that the center of the earth is a ball of fire. Well, that's where hell is. It's under your feet. You go straight down, and hell is under your feet. Matter of fact, hell, there are different groups that don't believe in hell. This is something odd. Don't you think this is odd? Everybody believes in heaven. But some people don't believe in hell. So if there is a heaven, there has to be a... Everybody, you go to the funeral home, you hear certain... Man, oh, you know, if they were a golfer, oh, they're playing golf in the golf course of the sky. If there was a motorcycle ride, oh, he's riding his Harley on the streets of gold right now. You know, all that jazz. But then, you know, well, do you believe in hell? Oh, no, that God would never send anybody to hell. Well, he don't. You send yourself. You reject his son. You go there yourself. So if there is a heaven, there is a hell. And matter of fact, there's a lot about hell. I don't have time to tell you about it tonight. But you say, how can Abraham's bosom? You say, how do you know Abraham's bosom was down there? Well, let me see if I got a verse for it. Here we go. Matthew 12:40 is what it says. For as Jonas, that's Jonah of the Old Testament, was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly. Jonah, Old Testament, spent 3 days, three nights in the whale's belly. So shall the Son of Man, that's Jesus, be 3 days and three nights, where? In the heart of the earth. Well, what's down there? There's two compartments down there, or was. There's a hell side, there's Abraham's bosom side. You say, how do you know there's compartments down there? Well, it's just all in the Bible. Matter of fact, if you were to read Proverbs 7:27, it says, her house is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death. Chambers. Different chambers. When you go down there, there's different chambers. Different compartments. All right? I ain't got time to explain all that to you. But Psalm 86:13 says, for great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. Well, if there's a lowest, then there's a low and a lower. Your Bible's easy to understand if you just read it. So there are compartments down there. Now, I'm not going. But I know what the Bible says, and there's compartments down there. And this is the way that thing was laid out before Jesus died. Now, I'm trying to answer all of these questions as I go. You're saying, all right, why did people in the Old Testament, why couldn't they go straight to heaven? Why'd they have to go down here to Abraham's bosom and hang out? Okay, I got a verse. Remember this, 1 Corinthians 15. In 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 20, the Bible says, but now is Christ risen from the dead. So we already know we're over here, right? 1 Corinthians is over here. Luke 16 is over here. 1 Corinthians 16 is over here, or 15 rather. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the what? First fruits of them that slept. Jesus Christ. Well, let me read the other verse. Verse 23. But every man in his own order. So there's an order. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's an order. Every man in his own order. Okay. Colon. Christ, the first fruits. He's first. Afterward, they that are Christ, it is coming. So, these guys that died in faith. Lazarus. He knew the Lord. But he's before the cross. Before Jesus resurrected. He couldn't go to heaven until Jesus Christ went to heaven. Jesus Christ had to be the first fruits of the resurrection. So all of these Old Testament guys had to go to Abraham's bosom and wait for Jesus to resurrect from the dead. Okay? Now, we got that laid out. Matter of fact, hell, we were talking about hell a while ago. Hell has got compartments, and then hell has got, Jonah chapter 2, let's see what else hell has in there. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever. So hell's got bars. It's almost like a prison. You say, how do you know? Well, if it's got bars, it should have gates, right? Matthew 16:18, and I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the, what? Gates of where? Hell. So if you got gates, you got those gates attached to bars, and it's a prison down there. Now watch this. I'm going somewhere, and if it's got gates, there's a lock on it, and you have to have a key to get in and get out. Okay? All right. Now, we got our Old Testament guys. Rich man went to hell. Lazarus went to Abraham's bosom. Now, let's talk about where Jesus went. All right? Jesus, just like you, body, soul, spirit. Okay? Body, soul, spirit. Body, soul, spirit. Okay? Jesus. Let's see. One of the last sayings that he said from the cross, he said, "Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit." So, Christ's spirit, when he died, went back to the Father. His body, Matthew 27, they took Jesus' body and they put him in the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea. They put him in the ground. How much? I think it is 27. They took him and put him in the, low in the grave he lay. You know, we sing about it. Jesus, my Savior. There he is. His spirit goes back to the Father. Father, in thy hands I commit my spirit. His body goes to the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea. Now, let's find out where there's another part to it. Body, spirit, there's another part, soul. All right, let's find out. And all of this comes from the Bible. I'm not making this up. Acts 2:27. Because thou wilt not leave my in where? Neither wilt thou suffer thy Holy One. Is Holy One capitalized? That's referring to Jesus to see corruption. Because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. All right? Let's see, verse 31, same chapter, Acts 2. He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. Now, I know what you're thinking. You say, oh, Jesus went to hell. Well, yes. He went down to both of these places. He went down to Abraham's bosom. And he cleaned it out. And then he went over to the hell side and dumped your sins off. In the Old Testament, the book of Leviticus, when you read Leviticus, you get bored. Or maybe y'all don't. Y'all are a little more spiritual than I am. I'm reading through there and I'm like, oh my goodness, you know, we got a goat over here. We got two scapegoats over here and we got a lamb over here and a turtle dove over here. And what do you do with them? And then read that story in Leviticus. You got two goats. They would put their priests would put their hands on the goat and they would transfer the sin to that goat and they would run him off into the wilderness. In other words, the picture of it is, take our sins and go into the wilderness. Jesus took your sins and your sorrows and made him there his very own. He took your sins to hell. Dumped them off. In the book of Acts. That's what it said. Will not leave. He didn't stay there. He didn't. Well, his soul wasn't left there. He come out of there. See, we got 3 days and three nights. 72 hours. When he dies at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And from there to Sunday morning, he got 3 days and three nights. Put it that his body stayed in the ground. Spirit went back to the Father. And for 3 days and three nights, he's doing something. You say, what did he do? What did he go down there to do? Well, I'm going to show you. In 1 Peter 3:19, by which also he went and preached unto the who and where? The spirits in prison. You remember I told you what hell was like. Had bars, gates. It's like a prison. Now, these guys over here, Abraham's bosom, they're comforted. It wasn't heaven, but it was the closest thing to it at the time. If you were saved in the Old Testament standard, then you went to Abraham's bosom. If you wasn't, you went to hell. Jesus goes down His spirit. Let me do a different color here. Got red, spirit, body, and the ground. So he goes down and he preaches. So basically this is what he does. He goes down and he preaches to the spirits in prison. He goes back over here. And then early on Sunday morning, he stops off, picks up his body. They roll the stone away. He's not here. He's risen just like he said. Now, you say, have you got any verses on that? You say, how do you know he went down? We just preached on it, what, a couple Sundays ago. Told the thief on the cross, today you'll be with me where? In paradise. So he told the thief on the cross. Now, the other thief went to hell. This other thief that believed in faith, will you remember me when you come into that kingdom? Yep, today. I'm going down there today. About 3:00 this afternoon. And today, I'll meet you down there. Remember, we're still in the Old Testament, really. I know it's in the New Testament, but it's in the Old Testament as far as he hadn't died yet. And so he says, hey, today we're going down there. And what'd he do? Going to preach to the spirits in prison. You say, you got any more verses? Well, yeah, I got more verses. Ephesians 4. Watch this. Ephesians 4. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high. Now that's right here. He ascended up on high. Now watch what it says. He led captivity. They're all in captive. You say, well, that sounds bad. Mm-mm. It just means you can't go nowhere. If you can't go nowhere, you're captive. Have you ever heard a captive audience? He led captivity, captive, gave gifts unto men. And then let's see what the next verse says. Now that he ascended, that is it, but that he also descended first. So he went down here. Before he did this, he descended first. Where? The lower parts of the earth. As Jonah was 3 days, 3 nights, well as better, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days, 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Ephesians says he goes to the lower parts of the earth. He descended first. And let's see what the next verse. He that descended is the same also that ascended far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. Now, you say, what in the world did he go down here to do? Well, he's preached the... Okay, everybody in the Old Testament has heard. They read the Old Testament law that said the Messiah was coming. Messiah's coming. Messiah's coming. Don't know when, but he's coming. He's going to be born in Bethlehem, and he's all of this. He's going to be the king of the Jews. They all read about it in the Old Testament. So everybody that died in faith knew he was coming. He just hadn't showed up yet. So when Jesus dies on the cross, he goes down. You say, what do you have to preach to him about? He says, it is finished. You don't have to stay down here no more. Now you can go up, ascend on heaven, to heaven on high. I'm taking the blood. I'll be the first fruits of the resurrection. Y'all get in single file line behind me. So he cleans out Abraham's bosom and takes them straight on to heaven. You say, preacher, do you really believe? Listen, do y'all believe the Bible? Okay, ready? Matthew 27. You ready? Verse 50. Jesus, when he cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. That means he died. Okay? And behold, the veil in the temple was rent in twain from top to bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose. And came out of the graves after his... When did the holy city appear in the midst? Ain't that something? So he goes down here and he says, hey, I know y'all been waiting for me. Here I am. I am he that liveth. I was dead, but now I'm alive forevermore. Abraham, Get all these boys in single file line. Let's get out of here. We're headed out. We're going to stop off. We're going to empty the tomb because there's a bunch of people going to come by and they need to see me gone. Head on up, put the blood on the mercy seat. It's finished. He sits down at the right hand of God. It's finished. Salvation is complete. Here's something you need to remember. In the Old Testament, nobody's sins was paid for. In the Old Testament, nobody's sins was paid for. You say, you got yes, I do my homework. Hebrews chapter 10. I forgot to take my medicine. Hebrews chapter 10. Neither by the blood of bulls and goats was able to take away sin. When they did Old Testament sacrifice, was not able to take away sin. All it did was cover. It just covered it. So when they did a sacrifice, it just covered their sin. There's their sin, those of you watching. There's their sin, and they did a sacrifice. Well, it covered it. They did another sin. Probably a bunch of them. They did a sacrifice. It covered it. Y'all with me? Stay covered. When Jesus comes, dies on the cross, he goes all the way back, picks up all the, and takes it away. Pays for it. So how you know? Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away. That taketh away the sin of the world. Hebrews 10 says the blood of bulls and goats can't take away sin. John says, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. So their sins didn't get taken away until Jesus goes down there and says, hey, it's finished. Come on, get the single file line. We can all go to heaven now. So now, all of this is empty. Okay? All that's empty. All right. Now, let's see. I was going to show you something else. Hang on. Oh, I told you. I forgot to tell you this. I got so excited. Remember I told you down here in hell, compartments, gates, bars, prison, whatever. Okay. Jesus goes down here. Obviously, he has to have a key to get in. He has to have a key to get out. If he goes over here, now you say, what is all this? Remember, Lazarus says, the rich man says, there's a great gulf fixed between us. You can't come over here. You can't come over there. It's a great gulf fixed between us. Well, key to get in and a key to get out. And then you get over here, you got a key to get in and a key to get out. Two keys. One for here, one for there. Y'all with me? Now, you're saying, you got a verse? Yeah. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore. And the church said, and have the, how many? Keys, plural. To what? Hell and where? There's a key over here, a key over there, a key to hell, key to death. Stand and sit, don't get excited. He said, I have the keys. Two of them. One to get in over here, one, hallelujah. Well, glory. I'm about to enjoy my own teaching. Now, so, Let me take Lazarus out of here because he's up there now. All this is cleaned out. No more. Okay? Now, what about over here? All right. Let's do a saved and a lost person. Okay? Here's your lost person. They don't know the Lord. They're not saved. And then we got a saved person. He's been washed in the blood. There we go. telling you. I'm enjoying my drawing too. All right. A lost person dies. They take his body to the funeral home. Curry's, Dyersburg, wherever. Johnson's, they come get you. They take you and you get your body ready to the ground. If you don't know the Lord, your body goes to the ground, but you wake up in hell if you don't know the Lord. You say, how can you be both places? Body, soul, spirit. Now here's something I want to teach you. If you hadn't seen this already, watch. When they put his body in the ground, that means his eyes, his fingers, his toes, his feet, his kneecaps, everything is in the graveyard. Luke 16, the Bible says, and in hell, he lifted up his and he said, Father Abraham, can you send Lazarus, dip the tip of his and cool my. But his tongue, his eyes, and his finger is in the ground. So this soul down here has eyes, a tongue, and a finger. Now, watch this. I don't know of anybody in here to use an example because I don't know. But this is what I do know. I've heard people talk about this that maybe had an arm, maybe their hand, wrist cut off. Work. Maybe up here at the elbow. Maybe they lost a leg. Matter of fact, we have some people we might can ask. It's what they say. They say, I'm missing my arm, but every now it still itches. And I try to scratch it. You ever heard that? People missing a foot. They say, well, my foot. You say, what is that? The soul. I don't care. What does the verse say? He that destroyeth the body, God cannot destroy. You cut your arm off, but your soul still got one on it. That's what's down in there. That's why people read the Bible and say, well, that's a mistake. That's a mistake in the Bible. Mm-mm. There are no mistakes in the Bible. His physical eyes, finger, tongue is laying up there in the graveyard at Fairview. But in hell, he lifted up his eyes, dipped the tip of finger water, cooled my tongue. That soul has all the features that the body has. Does everybody see that? Now, let's get to this saved guy. Y'all see this saved guy? Well, they're going to do him the same way. He's going to take his last breath down here. They're going to call a funeral home. They're going to come get him. They're going to put him in the ground. And we're going to have a funeral. But the soul and spirit go straight to heaven. You say, what's the difference? I'm on this side of the cross. Jesus is the first fruits of the resurrection. You say, you got a verse. Yeah. 2 Corinthians 5:8. Paul said, we are confident. Are y'all confident? I say, and willing rather, to be absent from the is to what? So we bypass this. Because I'm on this side of the cross, and a person dies, they go straight to heaven, and their body goes to the ground. That's why we say, when it's a funeral home, you got a body up here. But we say, they're in heaven. And that's how we say it. Body, their soul and spirit went to heaven. People ask this all the time. Say, well, are they, you know, walking around? Is it just a, you know, when people say soul and spirit, people, for some reason, they think, they watch too much television, really, and they think it's Casper the Friendly Ghost. You know, you just got some, you got a sheet over, you got two eyes over here, and everybody's floating around in heaven, you know, without a body. Mm-mm. If that man was tormented in hell, fingers, tongue, eyes, everything, then they are comforted in that place. Waiting on the body to get there. Now, Oh, I got plenty of time. My goodness, I'll have to think of something to say. Now, watch this. Body's in the ground. My daddy's out there. My grandparents are out there. My sister, I got a sister out there. Got a little grandbaby out there. Body's in the ground. Our soul and spirit's in heaven. Now, I didn't put this one on the screen, so I have to see if I can remember it. 1 Thessalonians is one of them. The Lord's going to descend from heaven with a shout. The voice of the archangel, trump of God, that's called the rapture. The dead in Christ will rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet them. Who's the them? Well, your body's going to get dead. The dead in Christ will rise first. So this thing's going to get up. And it's going to meet your soul and spirit in the air. And this thing is going to be changed in a moment, in a twinkle of an eye. See, the reason we have to take you out to the graveyard is because that right there is corruptible. The saved part of you, the soul spirit, goes straight to heaven. This part's got to wait in the ground. You say, you got a verse. Yes. 1 Corinthians 15, about verse 51 maybe. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment. Twinkling of an eye. The last trump. This corruptible will put on incorruption. This mortal will put on immortality. Then shall be brought to pass the saying, death is swallowed up in victory, and so on and so forth. So, what's going to happen? Rapture takes place. This is going to be changed. And you'll be given a brand new body. And it'll come and meet your soul and spirit in the middle of the air. And be joined back together. Just like the Lord. And we'll go to be with Him forever. You see the difference? Body, soul, spirit. That's how sometimes it's confusing. We got a body up here. You say they're in heaven. Where are they? Well, they're up there. But we're going to take this part of them and put them in the ground, waiting on the resurrection of the body. Does that make sense? Yes, sir. Yes. Let me see. 1 Thessalonians. Where did he move it to? Somebody has moved Thessalonians. Somewhere. All right, here we go. Found it. Pages are sticking together. Here we go. But I would not have you to be ignorant. I don't want y'all to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not either others that have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. Ain't that something? So, your body's going to go to the ground. Your soul and spirit's going to go straight to heaven. Be absent body, present with the Lord. And then we're waiting on the rapture, the resurrection. Okay? Then you say, well, what about all these people? Well, let me tell you this first. Have y'all ever heard, have y'all ever heard somebody say, well, now when you die, you go to purgatory, you have to wait and go to purgatory? Well, number one, purgatory is not mentioned anywhere in the Bible. Number two, you see how somebody can take a truth and twist it. It wasn't purgatory, it was Abraham's bosom. But that was Old Testament. They had to go and wait. This side of the cross, I don't have to wait. I bypass this, I go straight to there, because He's the first fruits of the resurrection. You see. Now, I'll finish with this. These people right here. It's found in Revelation chapter 20 and verse 11. Behold, I saw a great white throne. And he that sat upon it was whose face the earth and the heavens fled away. And there was found no place for them. I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were open. And another book was open, which is called the Book of Life. And they were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in it. And verse 15 says, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Amen. And this is the second death. That's what it says. Now, the lake of fire is totally different. Lake of fire is not in the center of the earth. Hell's in the center of the earth. Two different places. Now, I know you may not have ever heard that before. But hell's going to be done away with. Second Peter tells you that. This earth is going to melt with fervent heat. As in the elements, you know, melt with fervent heat and all that. The earth, all of that. Lake of fire, I don't know where it's at. Somewhere out there in outer darkness. I have no idea. But all these folks delivered up for the throne. And if your name's not in the book, you go to the lake of fire. And that's where the dead go. All depends on if you're saved, lost. All depends on, you know, whatever. You say, what's the difference in hell and lake of fire? Well, it's like this. I've already explained it this way. If you do a... Let's say you get caught doing something wrong. They arrest you and they take you to the county jail, waiting till you can go see the judge. After you go see the judge, then the judge says, okay, I'm going to give you 20 years. Well, you don't go back to the county jail. You go to the penitentiary. County jail, penitentiary. You go here waiting to see the judge. After you see the judge, you're sentenced. Two different places.